Learning is actually the Zavamas that Vayin Zayin and Aleph in the Sugya of a many Vloya Minus Meavi Vloy Meavis, which Mara starts off the Sugya on the Vayin Vavam Beis. The Mara brings the whole Mesa with David and Melech when he was going to fight with Goliath. Shaul saw that he was royal Gedula because he wore the Mad of Kamadosai, and Shaul was Shechmil Amalim Mikolaam, and yet his clothing fit David. So he wanted to know if he's from Peretz or from Zerach. If he's from Peretz, he was afraid he could be a Melech. A Melech is Peretz Geder. So Dayga Adaini said that you can ask if he's royal or Malchus. You should ask if he's royal Lover Bakal. The Brisk Rav actually points out that if he's not royal Lover Bakal, he's not royal Lover, not royal to be Memana Melech, because only Memana Melech from Yuchasim. That's when they had the discussion. He comes to Musa Mayaviyam. Do we have the din of Amayni Vayamaynis Me'avi V'loy Ma'avis? So Da'ig Adayim's Raya was Elamayata Mitzvi V'loy Mitzvus. Verses said Nam's Lom Zeris, but that wasn't the Raya. So the Gemara said, here's different because the Torah is Mefarish, Al-Dvarish, Lekid Mu'asim Lech of Amayim. And Ish is Darka Lekadim, and Ish is not Darka Lekadim. So there would be no taina on the Noshim B'chlal. That's what the Gemara says. Now, a little Chumash Torah. The Rishonim have a kasha. Here it says, that the Amonim, Amayavim, didn't bring bread and water to Klal Yisrael, didn't bring food and drink to Klal Yisrael when they were coming from Mitzrayim. But the problem is, the Pasuk early in Dvarim, the Parashas Dvarim, Perek Beis Pasuk of Tes, sounds like they did, because it says, Eichel b'kesef tashbreni v'chalti, u'mayim b'kesef tibli v'shesisi, that it was, Moshe Rabbeinu was sending to Sichayim, that you should sell, let me through your land, you could sell me food, you could give me water to drink, and it says, kasha osli b'nei esav eishim b'seiv, amayim b'nei esav bar, and Rashi explains in that pasuk, okay, the b'nei esav didn't let them through the land. So obviously it means that the Esav and the Mayavim sold them food and drink. So how could the Pasuk say in Kiseitse that the Mayavim did not, when the Pasuk says in Devarim, the Pasuk is for Mashma, that the Esav and the Mayavim did sell them food and drink? That's the Kasha. So Kama Rishonim learned, because of this Kasha, the Ramban al-Tayri says this in Kiseitse, Perech of Gimel Pasuk Hafei, and this Taisus that says it, which we don't know, with the Taisus we have brought in the Rajman, the Ridvah here, and the Smag, Loisus says, Simukov Yadalad, that the Pasuk is a Stadim Katani. It says, Le'ave Amainim Avi Bekal Hashem, Al-Dvarish Lekidm Weskim Lecha Vamayim, Vashe Sochar Lecha Bilim Ben Ba'or, Nipsar Am Narayim Lekal Lecha. So, there were two Averis. One Averis Ashaloi, Kidm Weskim Lecha Vamayim, that was the Avla, and the other Avla was a Shesachar. So he said, one's going on Amman and one's going on Mayav. You see, only Mayav was Sacha Bilam, right? Only Amman was Lekidnu, because it says, Kasha'asim Esav, Ve'eshim Esav, Mayavim Yeshua, it doesn't say Amman. So the Mayavim did bring them bread. So why are Mayavim excluded from being Mekal Hashem? Because they were Sacha Bilam Bembar. And Amanim weren't Sacha Bilam Bembar. Why are they excluded? Each Ummah had a separate Avla. Here's the pshat that the Ramban and Taisus hold Pasha pshat in the Pasuk. So fact the Rashman the Dvah here, so what does the Gemara mean that Rus HaMayaviya, she was from Mayav, is Dakar Shlis Lekadr, may Dakar Shlis Lekadr. That has nothing to do with Mayav, we're dealing with Rus HaMayaviya. The Mayavim, they were Lekadr. The Mayavim were Sacha Bilu Mekal. So why is the Gemara saying that Noshim are excluded because ain't darker shalisha lekadim? So the Ritva and the Rashba say that was a reason why Amin v'leyaminus, and the reason for v'leyaminus. This is a similar reason: darker shalishliskar and darker shalishliskar. Only the anoshim were the ones that were seicher. The anoshim had nothing to do with it. Ain't darker shalishliskar. And the Ritva brings Yerushalmi Beferi says this lashon: darker shalishliskar and darker shalishliskar. And Rabban also brings it. That also this lashon is in Medrash Rabba and Rus. Now, Fesach Lekasha, which Rashba asks, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Havle Lekadim Noshim Lekras Noshim? That's very good Amayin. But Mayav, the point is they were sachar, and you tell me ain't darker shlish liska means they didn't do it b'chlal. And here we're talking about Mayav, we're talking about Rissa Mayavia. So why was the discussion of darker shel hayalei lekadim nashim lekras nashim? So the Rashi says, well, Amin and Mayav brought down in the same pasuk. It said in one pasuk, whatever Amin and Mayavi. So if Amin's tam would apply to the nashim as well, so that would mean Amin is the same as the Suris, who would the Mayavim? Also the Kavis would have to be us. That's the Rashi's shot. But the Arachainim, the Mizrahi, and the Gurayi, both of them, on the pasuk, the Perek Beis pasuk of Tess, where Rashi says, when it says, Kasha Asli b'nei Ezevashim b'sarv ha'mevim yeshim ba'ar, it's not going on that they let us do the land. It's going on the Eichel, the Kesef, the Hashmeni, the Chalti. So they're both in bondage. What's on the Rashi, the Kibbutz, the Lechem, and Mayim? So they said, Tashbireni means to sell. They had bread and water to sell. They just didn't do it b'chinam. They didn't do it for free. Al-Mashal Kidmu means that they should have given free food. The Chizkuni in Parashas Kisaitse also says it. It's interesting. The Chizkuni here in Parashas Devarim doesn't say that pshat at all. He also is bothered with the Kasha. He's also bothered with that Gemara. He says different pshatim in the Pasuk. Maybe just the Mayavim Ba'ar gave them food, but the rest of the Mayavim didn't give them food. And he says a pshat like the Rishainim that Amin didn't give them food and Mayav was Sachar, but he says it's straight from Agamara. So he says another pshat in the pasuk. But anyway, but the Chizkuni Bashkisaitse says, and the Ramban says Rabbim learned that way. The Ramban in Alatayra says Rabbim learned that way. The Ramban is Deichad of Shat B'Shtei Yadayim. He says, why should they give them free food? You sell food. Why should they give them free food? It's an avlet. They didn't give them free food. Why should they give them free food? That was his kasha. And also he wanted to know that Edom then also didn't give them food for free. Because Edom also sold them the food. So why don't you say that Edom should be asa l'ayla? So that's when the Ramban is deichad of Shat. But the Marsham, in Chedusha Egalus and Sanhedrin, Nafkuv Gimel Mebeis, on the Masnu Gedel L'Gima, the Gemara there is Mashma Klar, that the Taina Mayav was that they didn't give them food. Not like the Rishaynim. Because the Gemara says, Gedel L'Gima, Shechik Ashtay Mishpachas Mi Yisrael. L'Gima means serving, you know, eating food together. And two mishpachas, Amin and Mayav, were merchik from Yisrael because of legima, because Kal Yisrael is angry at them for not giving them food. Shnei Maldvash Lekim Eskim Lechem Mayim. It says both Amin and Mayav were nisrachik because of legima, because they weren't called them Lechem Mayim. So Zakhtar and Ban, Avada, the Taina was, Taka like the Mizrahi and the Gerayye say, that they didn't give them food for free. And he says, listen, if two nations are friendly with each other, they're allies, and one is coming at the boundary of the other one to fight with their enemies, but those two are allies, so Avada they give them food for free. So Amin and Mayav should have been allies. The Torah told them, that they shouldn't bother Amin, they shouldn't bother Mayav, they should have been allies. And they didn't work Naeg B'Shal and V'Achla, didn't give them food for free, that was the Taina on them. And you have Akasha and Edom, Adraba. The Pasuk says, because really, Edom deserved to be loisasayiv, to be murchiv from Kal Yisrael. But since the chichu was that, was a schus that they were able to get after 3 days. But they did the same avla in the chanan, just ki chichu that saved them from being meruchik the same way Amin and Mayav were. Now the Gemara goes on that Dayi Gadayim asked all these kashas, and they went to the Beis Medrash, and in Beis Medrash also it said they told them Amayni Vay Amaynis. And they asked the kashis, and they didn't have a terutzim, and boy lachrizele, and they wanted to makrus and David that he's possible to call. Miad v'masa ben Yisra shma Yisra she'eli hashabal v'gal basnachash, he is called Yisra Yisraeli, he is called Yisra Shmaeli, was he was chalke chargach Yishmal, and he said, call me she'en shmei lachrizu yitke b'cherev, kachma glani v'zdinish shmul r'masi, amayne v'amaynis me'av v'amayadis. And that ended the sugya. And then they were all passing the Amayni V'Amaynis Me'avli Me'avis. So the Chayyad Shver, why were they Makabal from him? Originally, when Avner dealt with the question, Avner said, Tanina, Amayni V'Amaynis Me'avli Me'avis. It was a teaching. It was something that they learned in the Beis Medrash. And they didn't have an answer to his question. So they went to the Beis Medrash, and again they learned the Amayni V'Amaynis, but again they didn't have an answer to the question. So Maynav Kiminif from the Bezen Shal Shmur and Masi, they also learned the Amayni V'Amaynis. But Dayik went good, and they wanted to be Makabal Dayik's Tainim. Also, Lechayi can ask even more. Bayez was the Gadol Adar, and Bayez was Makabal Zikne Adar, it's Mavur and Ksuvah's Dav Zayin. to darshan amayni voya maynis. So vice this, 100 years beforehand, there was a drasha amayni voya maynis, even more, and then al-smach zem, Boaz married Rus. Elamai, now you have a kasha. So you still want to be machris, even though they knew about that. So now you know that Shmuel paskin that way. What's it going to help Shmuel or Ravasi more than the Bez and the Boaz? So as a shtickel tayyar for the Brisker Rav, in Sefer Kedusha Emor and Rizal Levi al Atayra, at the end of the Sefer, he has a chiddush on Megillus Rus, and he says like this. The Rambam in Ilchas Mamrin Berg Mezloch Aleph says, Bez and Agadol Shadarshu Machris Men Amidus Kvishnir Benayim Shadin Kain Vedon Vedin. The Bezin Paskin won the Midas the way they understood, and they Paskin din. V'amid Bezin Acher, v'nir l'tam Acher lister it din. Ha'meis ha'seis ha'vdan k'fi m'ashro b'enim, sh'nem al ha'shef ha'shiyu b'yam heim, en et ha'chayev lechas lach ha'bezin sh'b'derecha. So the fact that Boaz, the Mashal, saw the dinners that way, if the Bezin of our time, of David's time, saw differently, so they could Paskin the way they Paskin, al ha'shef ha'shiyu b'yam heim, you go to Basin your own Bezin. So this was the Bez and Shia B'yam Meim, that they got done, he convinced them that you don't dash in the money of the Meimus, and they wanted to pass in that way. So what was Yisrael Sehavli saying? What was he saying? Call me Shein Shemei Alach Azu Yudaka B'chayrim. What's he talking about? He was saying it's Alach HaMeshim Misinai. That's what he was saying. Kach Mekublani means Alach HaMeshim Misinai. Can't argue on Alach HaMeshim Misinai. It's not a Jerusha which Bez and saw Kefi Reisei Nehem. This is a Kabbalah straight L'meshim Misinai, and no one could argue on it. And the Rav says, it's Mamasim Fershin Yushain in this way, the Smag, and Lav and Mitzvah Kufi the Gimel, says this, V'chein kibul mi bezin sheshmul ramasi, v'hu kibul davar zel la'alach ha'lamayish ha'misinai. Amayni v'ayimayinis ma'avulay ma'avis. And the Mitzvah Rav says, Shuv, someone showed him the Rambam Mutzis M'fershin la'alach ha'lamayish ha'misinai. The Rambam says in Perek Beis La'alach Yilches, Halachal Meshim Messinai, Shamayne Azach Mavazach Shasla El Misa Basisel, Avamayne Savasteris Beyad Kishai Umas. So that was the Chiddush of Yisrael Sheili that he told them that it's not just a Drasha. It's a Makubaldik Halachal Meshim Messinai, which is not Chayak for anyone to argue on. So the Biskin Rav with that explains Pshat in the Pasuk. It says that, Reyes wanted the Gael to buy the fields, and he said he'll do it. And then he told him, Yos has to marry Rus. So he said, Liucha legal, Penashkus is nachalasi. I can't do it because I'm going to ruin my nachala. And Rashi says, Pegam zari. And Rashi says, he made a mistake, amayni v'loya maynis. He's afraid that his zari will become possible because he had a mistake, amayni v'loya maynis. If you didn't know amayni v'loya maynis, so why does he have to say, because my zari is going to become possible? It's awesome. So this is a tire, it's a deraisa. Well, what's the difference about his zari? His lefisa is very good. That does in paskin amayni v'loy amaynis. Now the Gael thought that was a psak misvara. Like you see the people there also, Avner and the Bezin, they also thought, they didn't know it was mekubal misinai, there was a psak misvara. Psak misvara, you'll have to be saying mechon, like so the Rambam says, nilchus mamrim, ein lech el Bezin should be mechon. So it was mutafim to marry. Now he was afraid, maybe it'll come a Bezin another dar, they'll have a kash on the psak, they want to paskin differently, and it'll come out to be machris of psum. And that's what happened. The descendants of Rus Mayavia and the Taka wanted the pastel. But what does it mean, Tav, Amayni Vlaya Maynis? He didn't realize it was Lach HaMeshim Sinai. Lach HaMeshim Sinai, they're going to find out about it, and then no one will be able to argue. That's the Brisker Rav Shtickel Tayyar. Now the Gemara goes Vaita, and the Gemara says, Umi Mehemen, why does he believe? I have Amr Abba Amr Rav Kol Tamachachim Shemar Lach HaMubam, if Tamachachim passing something, Im Kaida Maisam, if he says it before it came to Maisam, Shem Malay, listen to him, alive ain't Shem Malay. And Rashi says, Shemim Shem Maisa Baliyad Amram. Maybe he's only saying it because of this Maisa. And the Gemara says, no, Shani Acha the Shmuel Bezina Kayin. Rashi says, Musna Vindi Legluye Vlaim Shakirba. So first, interesting. Rashi's Mashman at Tam and Dover is because we're afraid he might be lying. Maybe he's only saying it because of this Maisa. Since Shmuel Bezina Kayin, so Musna Vindi Legluye Vlaim Shakirba. There is Vah says, Le Nehira. Of course, the time is not because Yechayshah for Shikra, Chas for Shalom, he says. Tamachachim won't lie. Now you're afraid that since he's being nice of a nice of Malacha, they'll kayim with Varv Omer with the dummy, because Savage killed me, Rabbi. Sometimes a person so convinced he's right that he seems to remember he heard it from his Rebbe, so he'll say it even though he didn't really hear. So why does it help Shmuel Bezdin Kayim? He believes it's true. The Torah says if he knows his rabbi is around, then he's going to be very medayik, and he's not going to stay even medadami. That's the teva. If he can't be caught on the lie, so he really convinces himself it's true. But if the pshat is they could check up on him, it's a different story. He wouldn't say medadami. Now this halacha that kol damu chagum shemar halacha ubam kaidem ma'isa amr shemel and lavin shemel is not brought in the Rambam with the Rif with the Rush, as far as I know. The Beis Yosef does bring it down in Siman Reishma Beis in the Bedek Abayis, and the Darkei Moshe also is Chaz of Anishnas in Siman Reishma Hei in the Darkei Moshe, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reishma Beis Siflaim and Vav Paskins is halacha halacha lamaisa. They all listen to the Talmud Chacham if it's kaidem ma'isa, not if it's not if it's achem ma'isa. Now the Ritva says, and Mukhi Yosef also brings it, that it's only if he says something a Gemara, something a Gemara is makabel. If he says a Svara, and he brings a Raya, so of course you listen to him. And he says that Pasha, the Ramah also brings it. Now the Ramah is not 100% clear what he means. The Ramah says this Lashem, V'davka sham akach kibalti, aval ma'im adav misvara umar lo'i panam ledvarav. If he says a psak misvara, v'u nira, and it seems the way shayman lo'i, aval ain shayman ledidei, dom medam edvarav madad ishenim daimen, Avul Mupashit Shayman Lai. So what does it mean, Avul Ain Shayman Lididei? It's very unclear, the Pshat and the Ramah. The Ritva is saying, and the Ramah is bringing down, if he says a Kabbalah, you don't listen to him. If he says a Svara, and he shows the Svara, you do listen. What does it mean, Avul Ain Shayman Lididei, Dil Madam Adran Dvaram, Avul Mupashit Shayman Lai? The Levush learns that even the Darvam Misvara is not Neman if it's Negeya to him, for himself, he's only Neman La'acherim. But the Taz is very bothered, it's not Mashman that way. Avada, we're talking about it's negayah for him. So the Taz learns, and this I'm learning the Taz, the Chayim are very bothered a bit, but Ipshad is like this. When he says, psak misvara, if we hear the svara, so Avada we makabel the psak. If we don't know the svara, ezak the svara, nizatam machacham israel leira, so he can't be saying mechanim, because he might be saying it because of the maisa. What the Ritva and the Mukhi Yosef is saying is, if he teaches us a psak, and once he says it, now we understand it, and we hold it a psak, so we can listen. But if he tells us a psak, and still, Amol Talmud Chacham says a psak, he's a grace of psak. If anyone else would tell us a psak, we would know that it's right. Mechateisa, we don't know this svar is a good svar. Namal, we'd be saymach on him. Zakhtar Amal, you can't be saymach on him if it's negayatim, if it's akhar maiso. Even if he's saying it misvara, right? Because maybe he's only saying it because of the psak. So if he tells you that Yenna Pesach said it, or even if he's the grace of Pesach, but he tells you a psak which you need his psak, then you can't be saying mechon. If he tells you a psak which nachtem that he said the psak, we understand it and we could bask on the way, then you could be saying mechon. That's a pshat in the Dvarim of Yosef. That's how the Ramah is learning. Very interesting. Now the Beis Yosef rings from Rabbein Yeruchim, he says the Ramah says that din was only b'dayrus rishenim, because they used to learn Baal Peh. They learn Baal Peh, so you have this din. But now, how do you pass him? You pass him while stayed in the Gemara, stayed in the Shulchan Aruch, Samel Yenema. Zog the Rosh, no, even now it's that way, because any halacha that we have a new shayla. Don't say the shayla, you mean Metame Milsa L'Milsa. So Melevaita, you have to be chayshish that maybe it's not daima. And the Ramah passes like the Rosh, and I think the Ritvan Mekiyosef also mavura that way. Because they say that if he tells you halacha, and we understand this halacha, it's pashit, so Melevaita, you can be say mechanim. If he tells you halacha that he was mekabel, so you can't be say mechanim. Yes, it sounds like even Bisman is that's that way. Now the Rambam, like we said, was mashmet halacha. Maybe the Rambam holds like the Ramah. But what's the pshat in the Ramah? Praise the ghost and tells you, yeah, I heard this psak from Rav Meisha. We never heard it from Rav Meisha. It's Acher Meisha. Might not have meaning that everything's in the halacha, but this halacha doesn't say anywhere. And that's why I'm a sifik about it. And now he's telling you a psak from a big gadol. So why should he be believed more now than then? So I thought maybe pshat in the Ramah is like this. That the essence to say that a person didn't pass in Richtig because of his Negiyah, that we don't say. Avadi could be saying mechan the chacham. So what was the pshat in this halacha? Then when everything was baal peh, so a maseiris ha-teira, that you have to be especially careful about. And you can only believe a chacham on maseiris ha-teira before the maisa, not b'shas maisa. But here's not the game maseiris ha-teira. It's the game of psak. A psak, you could be saying mechanim. That's what I thought the pshat in the Ramah was. As there'll be a mustavit the kipshat, the halacha l'maisa, the Ramah doesn't pass in that way. The Ramah passes like the Rosh, that even ha'intik etzayin, if a gadol passes in something that's, and he's only saying it b'shas maisa, you can't be saying on his psak. Again, if he says a psak and he convinces you it's a richtig psak, and now he's seen the psak is right, that's the Ritvan Megesa that he could. But if he says he was makabel from Adam Gadol as a psak, or the way you understand the Ramah, even if he says a psak misvar, but even you can have to be saymich on him, and even if he's gal grace chacham, but we're not saymich on him because we're afraid that maybe he's saying him mikayach this psak. Garen interesant zach. Now it's interesting the machlokes, and I think it's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. We have a tesis. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's only when he's negei bedavar. Like here, he was negei bedavar because he was married to Avigail Bas Nachash. Bas Nachash means Bas Yishai. So he was also married to someone from Rusa Mayavir. So it's negei tim depsak. He's negei bedavar. So Mela, that's why he can't paskin. If he doesn't need the psak, so even if he didn't say that, Ches Maisa, but why should he be lying? What's the Kshash Bechlal? That's what Taisus says. So the Elam is medayik from Rashi not that way. That even if he's not negei tim, he can't paskin that way. Rabbi Ramanar is also medayik. The Rekama, Naidu Behudas, Naidu the son actually wrote the Tshuva, Madura Tinyani Erdei Alam, and other Achreinim also, the medayik in Rashi, that he doesn't hold that way. But I think there's a machloikis, I think a machloikis Rishainim, and a machloikis Apeiskim. What's the pshat in the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos? Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, Eifenart, says like this, Ikaman de amadafkes in the gay beidus, ki yachar she Yisra, avishal masa nasa avigayel achayz David, the Yisra married avigayel achayz David, so mel was the gay to him. V'loi nor, the becholim inami amru hachi kini pirishna, they may said all cases, v'chaim pirish Rashi. So he says, Klar, Rashi was the Zohi, was not in the gay, but he's meisif a kneich, the hayl v'ayri ba, kini gay beidusu. Since he already passed in that way, he's being mechazik his original psak, is negei beidus. Says, let's say he passed in the psak, and then people are cautious on him. And then he says, no, I heard it from Adam God, I'll hear it from Ravashah. So that's also called the negeis. So Ramanar is learning like this, that everyone knows you need negeis. Now, according to Rashi, the fact that he originally passed in that way, but someone had a kash on him, and I was mechazik his psak, and he was mekabel the psak, that's good for negeis. And according to Taisus, no, that's not a negius. You need an emes and negius that he needs a psak or so. That's where Rav Menahar is learning the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. But the Me'iri says like this: Kol tam machakos shmaralachul bar etzleim reshayim adav a chiddush b'shem rabbi. So what does it mean, maralachul bar? It means he's saying a chiddush from his rebbeim. Im kaida ma'isa arm reshayim ulay. V'mayim b'mishas ma'isa ein shayim ulay. V'af al bisha ein negayed av mitzaratz ma'is. That's the chayim. Rashi pshat, even if it's not negay. The chenyer mesugi zubehedya sharam masa lav negay bedavru. And you see that from the sugi, masa wasn't negay bedavru. And we call makayim yesh mefarshim davke sham leiz eskush shal atzma im lera shahira im leiz a meisa shal atzma zushu bekan am masa negay bedavru shafu yim ba mitzanach im zayah shusha meviya. So he brings one pshat is even if he's not negay, and he says the chenyer mesugi zuh because masa wasn't negay. But then he says, Yesh Mefarshim only when he has a Negias, and he says two examples. One is because he wants to the Mechazik Ahira that he baskined. And he says the second example is Negayit to him, like a Masa here, was Bar Mitzarechim Mizar Shurusim Me'evia. So you see, the Mimi holds like this, that Rashi Sheet is, or it doesn't say it's Rashi, but like upon him, the Pasha of the is without any Negias. And the sheet that holds you need negius, so kiyamara is a negius. So it sounds like, he holds like this, Taisus brought in that Amasa was from Rusa Mayavia, that was only because he held, it doesn't say clearly in the sugya that Amasa passed on the way beforehand. It doesn't say that clearly in the sugya. The Rabbein Avraham Menahar is learning that way. So he's learning rationals that's good enough of a negius. And Taisus says, no, you need negius, it's not going to get him the psak. But the Miriels know, he didn't bask on the way beforehand. He's just coming in now. So Mameli has no Negias. And Rashi is even that any Negias he's not Neman. And Taisus holds, no, he needs a Negias. But even according to Taisus, he needs a Negias. A Kiyam Hayra is called a Negias. See, the Ramah passes like Taisus. The Ramah says, the Ramah brings down the din. He says, Chacham Shaman Tvar Alocha B'davar Shayach L'Didei. Something which is Shayach to him. So the Birkei Yosef brings from the Rishon Letzion that argues on Taisus. He's going on the Ramah. The Rishon Letzion is from the Aruch Chaim. he's arguing on the Rambam, he's arguing on Tosfos, and he says that the Gemara is not mashed away, but what's Takad of Shad? Why isn't he Neman? Because the fact is, being Mechazik is originally Ra, that's good for calling the Negias. That's what the Rishon Letzion says. So the Beit Yosef brings it to the Chidah, and the Beit Yosef says that even according to Tosfos, you could say the original Ra is called the Negias, but you need a Negias. Tosfos is not arguing on that way. So they're arguing Pshat and Tosfos, which is the Ramah's Psak, but Dover Shayach Ledidei. The Rishon Letzion holds Pshat and Tosfos is that the original Ra is not a Negias. Now the Rishon Letzion wants to argue. But the Beit Yosef says, no, Tosfos, he don't have an original Ra. So Mele Tosfos had another Negias, but original could be considered a Negias. He brings down, there's really a machlokes, the Marim Beirav and the Ralbach, a famous controversy about Smicha. The Marim Beirav asking that they can mechadesh Smicha b'zman hazeh. And the Ralbach challenged the Psak. And the Ralbach says he's not Neman to be mechadesh gazol Psak, because he has a big Negias to be mechadesh gazol Psak. Statement to this Gemara, Talmud Chacham is not Neman if it's Acher Maisa. And he brings the Tosfos. And the Rebbe Rav says, what do you bring the Tosfos? Tosfos is the opposite. Tosfos, you need Mamash and Negias. Tosfos clearly holds that being Mechazik, your own Ira, is not called the Negias. But the Ralbach holds that no. Tosfos is just saying that in this case, you don't have the Chizik of the original Psak, so merely you need a Negias. But if you have a Chizik of the original Psak, that's good for calling the Negias, even according to Tosfos. I think it's also Machalik Sishenim, but if Ramanar and the Meiri. It's very negel Ladina, it's not clear if Lamaisa we pass like Tosfos, like the Ramah says, and the only Negias he has is because he passed in the way. Now someone challenged the Psak, and now he said over the Psak from Adam Gadol, is he Neman? Or Lachaira, even if he continues his Psak, I guess if he just continues his Psak and the only Negias was because he said it before, I guess he was married before the Maisa. But the Pshat is, if he says over from Adam Gadol, he didn't say it before. Only when he was challenged. So then, that's a shaila. Is that good for calling the Negias that makes him that he's not Neman?